reign. Now let's talk about what it will be to live through the millennial reign. So how is it going to be to live through the millennial reign? The Bible tells us a lot about this. I'd like you to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah probably gives us the most clear verses about what it will be to live through the millennial reign. Go to Isaiah chapter number 2. And let me say this. When we enter into the millennial reign, there's going to be two major changes. One is going to be a change in government. And it's going to be because the Lord Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom upon this earth, and it's going to be his government. And that government has certain characteristics. One of those characteristics is the fact that the world, there's going to be worldwide knowledge of God and of his word. There's going to be worldwide knowledge of God and of his word. Isaiah chapter 2, look at verse number 1. If you find the major prophets there towards the end of the Old Testament, you got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Isaiah. Once you get to Isaiah, put a ribbon or a bookmark or something there. Because we're going to leave it, we're going to come back to it. I want you to be able to get to Isaiah, Revelation, 1 Corinthians. Isaiah chapter 2, look at verse 1. The Bible says this: the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house, the mountain there is often a reference to a kingdom or kingdoms, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So today there's a famine of the word of God, isn't there? I mean, today you go to the average young person, right? You go to the average just teenager or just, you know, that didn't grow up in church, and what you ask them basic questions about Adam and Eve, basic questions about the flood, about Moses, and today a lot of people just don't know.
That's right.
You know, it's getting harder and harder as we go out and preach the gospel because people just, there's just such a famine for the word of God. And, you know, part of the reason is because so many churches today aren't even preaching the Bible. I mean, so many churches today are just choosing to not preach certain parts of Scripture, to not preach. But, you know, the millennial reign is going to be awesome because of the fact that there's going to be worldwide knowledge. I mean, the Bible says that God himself and the Lord Jesus Christ will be teaching us and we'll be learning, and it's going to flow out, and we'll know his laws and we'll know his judgment. And I'm not going to read it, but if you're taking notes, I'd like you to write down the reference. Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 is basically a restating of Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3, just for your notes there. But go to Isaiah chapter number 11. Isaiah chapter number 11. And look at verse number 9. Isaiah chapter number 11 and verse 9. The Bible says this: they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And if you're taking notes, go ahead and write this reference. Habakkuk 2:14 is basically a restatement of Isaiah 11:9. So we see this characteristic, right? The characteristic is that there's worldwide knowledge of the Word of God. Today, the millennials, they have no idea about God, right? They don't know anything about God. Unless they come to a church like this church, there's a famine of the Word of God. But during the millennium, there's going to be worldwide knowledge of God's Word. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. And you know, it is the Word of God that teaches us to live. It is the Word of God that the Spirit of the Lord is the one that gives us liberty. You know, so it's going to be a great time for mankind. Amen. Because the more knowledge there is of the Word of God, the better it is for men. The better it is for mankind. And that's one of the great characteristics of the millennium.